This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praise is indeed due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them all and to bless every one of us and to grant us goodness in this world and the next. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, we are meant to be loving one another for the sake of Allah. Do you believe that? We are meant to be in love with one another for the sake of Allah. It's unbelievable. The reason is the amount of discord and disunity and hatred that we have for one another, which includes jealousy and envy and ill feeling, has reached such a level that it becomes impossible to believe that we are meant to be loving one another for the sake of Allah, besides lip service. That's a reality. And today I want to address myself. You may hear what I'm about to tell myself. Whenever I talk about love for the sake of Allah, I need to make sure that it's not just from my mouth. Just like when we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a lot of us never pause to think about what we've just said. We don't pause to think of what we've just said. If I were to ask you, what's the meaning of La ilaha illallah? Everyone, including the children, will say, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Subhanallah. But did you ever realize that it actually means, I will never ever render a single act of worship for anyone or to anyone or anything besides Allah, because there is nothing and no one worthy of worship besides Allah, and that's my declaration that's going to take me to Jannah. That's what it means. That's what it means. But in actual fact, we say La ilaha illallah, mashallah, and we are Muslimin. Alhamdulillah. It's the biggest gift that you and I have. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same applies to Muhammadur Rasulullah. Many of us just say it, but we don't understand what exactly we are saying. We believe its meaning is Muhammad is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we don't realize or pause for a moment to think that, you know what? It actually means Allah sent him with a message for me. That's what it means. What's a messenger? Someone who came with a message. He came with a message for me. He came with a message for you. Rasulullah. What a powerful, high, very, very elevated status does he have, being the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ambassador of a country is important. You know that. No comparison to Muhammad, who is the ambassador of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. So the reason I started this way is just to make us, and myself especially, go deeper into what we say and what we are meant to be. Because sometimes, wallahi, I want to cry when I witness the disputes in the Muslim Ummah amongst all categories of people, starting from the home, entering into the masjid. Not one home, nearly every home. Not one masjid, nearly every masjid. Not one community, every single community without exception, with no exception. The amount of politics, the amount of hatred, the amount of ill feeling. We get so excited when a guy we didn't get along with, something bad happens to him. We might say, oh, shame. But inside, yeah, he deserved it. We're excited. How? We're supposed to love one another for the sake of Allah. You know what that means? That means when I walk into the masjid and I see any one of my brothers or even sisters who I may see anywhere, when you see a Muslim sister or a Muslim brother, you are supposed to feel a connection in your heart for that person. If you don't, there is something wrong with you, not with them. You need to know this. Because it is so powerful that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once told the companions that if you want to see a person from Jannah, you look at that man. When they followed up with him, what he does, he says, you know what? I don't have ill feeling in my heart for any of my brothers or sisters. Nobody. No one at all. And every night I check my heart and I remove from it even the slightest of ill feeling. How many of us make dua for people we don't get along with? A good dua. Answer it yourself. But the answer should be that we need to improve. Like your own brother, your blood brother, your father, your son, you might have a problem with them. How will you resolve it? No one would like to, as a first step, see a break in relationships. Wallahi, this is why, to mend relationships with people whom they have been broken with, especially if they are your relatives, the reward is so great that the Quran speaks about it.
وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوصَلْ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who fulfill the relations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked them to fulfill.
وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ.
And they fear Allah. It is part of the fear of Allah to solve your problems. Many times with us, we say, when we have a problem with someone, that you know what? We'll sort it out on the day of judgment. I'll fix you up on the day of judgment. You're going to go nowhere. You will be shocked on the day of judgment when you find out you were wrong and that person was right. It can happen. You don't know the evidence. You don't know what might have transpired. Sometimes it's a misunderstanding. You also have the wrong understanding. You might believe you're right. He believes he's right. This is why the hadith says, Subhanallah, solve your matters before a day when the dirham and the dinar will not help you. What that means is money, cash, status, power, and whatever authority, it will not help you on the day of judgment. Sort it out today. Even if it means you took a bit of a knock, a bit of a loss, no problem. I sorted it out in the dunya. Guess what? Allah will grant you Jannatul Firdaus as a result of that, because you realize the solution of the problems of the ummah is to instill love in the hearts of the members of the ummah for one another. Until and unless that does not happen, starting from a small community or family level, you will not resolve the problems of the ummah. Today you look at others and you see those people are suffering, those are struggling, but you know what? Yeah, those are not proper Muslims and these guys are not proper Muslims. In Jannah, it's just going to be you and your chummy. Who else? Is that what you think? Is that what I think? When Jannah is so broad that the hadith says, "Man qala la ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah." Whoever says la ilaha illallah, ultimately they will enter Jannah. Subhanallah. Your neighbor in Jannah might just be the guy you never spoke to on earth. Subhanallah, for as long as I got Jannah, I'm okay. Because the other option is to go to Jahannam. And that's not on. So this is why I say, my brothers and sisters, when we say we love each other for the sake of Allah, it actually is a powerful statement. It requires effort. It requires energy. It requires the spending of resources. It requires putting yourself down sometimes. It requires that you humble yourself. It requires that sometimes you let things pass. You know, when you are married, you love your spouse. Well, I hope you do actually. You love your spouse. You are married to your spouse. You have a misunderstanding. What happens? Sometimes you say, oh, no problem. Let's do it that way. Let's carry on. You know, because you don't want it to become a big issue. That's how it should be with every member of the ummah. And even if you do have a problem, you resolve it respectfully. Respectfully. No need to swear and curse and call each other bad names just because the guy owes you 2 million rands. Example, 2 million is a big figure, right? Because he owes you 2 million, he stole it, he ran away with it. Nothing justifies your swear words against the man. Nothing. He could have been taken for a ride. He could have made a mistake and eaten the money. He could have eaten it purposely. But your tongue and your system was not spoilt until you opened your mouth with evil words. You call him big, big swear words. For what? When he owed you the 2 million, I hope there's no one who owes anyone 2 million here, because I'm not talking about anyone in particular. I'm just giving you a generic example. So if he owed you the 2 million, he needs to still give it to you. But the day you started bad mouthing in a disrespectful way, I'm not saying you got to forgive him for the 2 million. You are allowed to pursue it. You should pursue it. If you are big enough to forgive it, mashallah, your reward is with Allah. But if you may want it, no harm. You are allowed to pursue it. But be respectful. Remember, the hadith goes as far as saying, the Quran also speaks about it. وَإِن كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. If a person who's owing you money is in difficulty, give them some time until a day of ease. The Quran encourages. The hadith says, whoever gives someone a time and whoever actually may even go beyond that to forgive what they owe, if they know that this person is suffering or going through tough times, Allah will forgo for that person's sins on the day of judgment and may grant them Jannah in return. Similarly, there is another narration of a man who entered Jannah and they asked him, what is it that you did? He says, well, I did nothing much, but I used to have a young debt collector, one of my boys who used to collect the debts, and I used to tell him, if anyone is finding it difficult, leave them out, go to the next person. And for that, Allah says, we gave him Jannah. Why? It's the love for the sake of Allah. You are meant to love each other for the sake of Allah, even if you've had differences, even if you've had problems, even if someone stole someone else's money, and even if someone was a bad person or not, and what not. That does not mean we should not solve our problems. No, don't get me wrong. But it means when we solve them with love, with care, with respect. You will give me the 2 million and inshallah we'll work a plan out. And if you don't, very unfortunately, we will have to take this thing to the next step. But with respect. Are you following what I'm saying? It has to just be respectful. That is the love for the sake of Allah. If we did not fear Allah and we did not, for example, love each other for the sake of Allah, we would all go around shooting each other. And people would go around beating each other up. But that's not allowed, that's not permissible, because your 2 million, you can't break his bones as a result of that. Those bones, the value of them in the eyes of Allah, Allah gave them, Allah actually owns them. So what you did is you destroyed an amana of Allah, because there was something material that man owed you. This is what happens. We have a problem with each other, we say break his bones. Break whose bones? That's from Allah. You got a problem, sort him out. Really, if push comes to shove, and the person happens to be jailed, in a respectful manner, that could still be acceptable on condition that it was done in a proper way, respectfully, etc. That was your last resort. It could be no other way. We don't like it that way. But sometimes it has to happen. There are criminals in society. There are criminals in the community. But what we need to know is Allah is above all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us in situations to test us. Let's not fail the test. We love each other for the sake of Allah. When I disagree with you, I need to know that disagreement must be within a certain limit. I cannot just let it free and start saying things and creating a bigger disaster, because that is what's happening on the globe. As a result of that type of behavior, guess what happens? We become small circles of people. Me and my group, you and your group, him and his group, she and her group, that one and their group. And you know what? When one is suffering, the others are rejoicing. When the other is suffering, the rest of them are rejoicing. As a result, the whole ummah is struggling. That's why the hadith says, لا تظهر الشماتة لأخيك فيرحمه الله ويبتليك. Perhaps Allah might take away the suffering of someone and make you suffer with the same suffering or even more as a result of you laughing at them when they were suffering. So don't laugh at someone. Don't become happy when someone else is at a loss, because Allah is able to remove the loss from them and affect you or inflict you with the same loss, if not worse. So when you see someone suffering, don't become happy. Why? If you become happy, it's a matter of time. It's going to come to you. Matter of time. 10 years, 20, 30, maybe even 40. But it will come. Why? Because that is Allah's way. That is His system. You became excited at the loss of another person. Allah will test you with it. May Allah forgive us. So my brothers and sisters, I would like to remind myself today that when I see all of you, I need to feel within my heart a connection, a love. You are a person, we want to see you in Jannah too. You are a person trying. You are here, for example, in the masjid, the house of Allah, to do what? Because I fear Allah, at least to the degree that I read Jumu'ah. I'm talking of the worst case scenario. Someone could say that. I read Jumu'ah. Okay, it's not good enough to only read Jumu'ah, but guess what? You are my brother in the deen. I'll try and help you positively, or I will not harm you. And that's the beauty. We are supposed to help one another. Today, it's obvious we cannot help everyone, and you cannot help people according to the way they want you to help them. As a result, minimum, don't harm them. If you have not harmed someone, wallahi, you have helped them. How? They are calm. They have less problems. One less problem. You follow what I'm saying? Because today, we have a problem from all the people who are harming us. If the one guy drops out, we say, hey, mashallah, one person drop out. No more troubling me. So learn to help people, minimum by dua. I believe that it is very possible to help everyone through dua. You see people who are sick or ill, make a dua. Even if it is a normal generalization, oh Allah, grant cure to all those who are sick and ill. Say Ameen. Oh Allah, grant ease to all those in debt that they can pay their debts back. Say Ameen. Oh Allah, grant Jannatul Firdaus to the marhumeen of the ummah. Say Ameen. Subhanallah. In this way we help people. How do you know who that dua will reach? You don't know. But I love you for the sake of Allah. And I need to. Even if I have a few differences with you, so what? This is the way forward for the ummah. We are seeing people struggle across the globe in so many different ways. So many different ways. And everyone is talking about solutions. I promise you, we need to love one another for the sake of Allah. Do you know how serious the matter is? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that on the day of judgment, there will be a special shade for 7 categories of people. From among them, 2 are those who used to love one another for the sake of Allah. Love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is part of our ummah. It is part of our belief. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you are considered true believers until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Subhanallah, that is a difficult one. Very difficult one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every one of us. I was just thinking that the time is not yet 20 past, but then I remembered when I started it was 5 past and the clock was at 1 o'clock. So the reason why I might have delayed for 2 or 3 minutes, not because I wanted to, because of that clock. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all ease. Jazakumullah khair. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabina Muhammad.